we have to really escalate the noise we make so that we'll be heard.
Welcome to Gay USA. Hello, there they are.
Wait, we should adjust a little.
Oh, you were going to come this way?
Yes, and you should go that way.
No, I shall adjust. So sorry.
Okay, right. Rich is going to adjust.
Adjust.
We're
the
here.
You
get
are.
Used to it.
You are.
Andy Hum.
And I'm Ann Northrup, and this is
Gay USA.
Oh, there we go. It's,
there it is, right on the screen.
Yeah.
But as it has been for the last 40-something years.
In about two more minutes, I would have been fully organized, but I'm not. So we'll get through this.
Well, let's read the headlines to start us off.
Okay.
On Trump's orders, the National Park Service removed our rainbow flag from the Stonewall National Monument and calls our building to remove the monument from its federal designation.
Actually, that's your idea, and it's a brilliant one.
Well, it's not. It's a lot. It's building.
We will, well, because it makes perfect sense, but we'll get to that. The Super Bowl halftime show, led by Bad Bunny, was a multicultural celebration of America. By contrast, all of the Americas.
Some Republicans are finally speaking up against Trump's racism after his latest racist meme.
I always say he goes too far. If he would just calm it down a little, he could have been a lot more successful.
We'll get to that.
Okay. Another big swing to the Democrats, this time in a Louisiana special election.
Lesbian gold at the Olympics and the first trans competitor at a Winter Olympics.
Yes, a very interesting story, a little complicated. Remember that German soccer referee we showed you last week proposing to his boyfriend on the soccer field with 50,000 people watching?
And cheering.
Yeah, cheering. Well, a couple days later, he was assaulted.
Outside his home.
Yes, by like three thugs who beat him up.
The Epstein scandals in the United Kingdom are now threatening the government and the crown.
I have
questions.
And it
involves a gay
that.
Person there.
Yeah. A Russian court has ruled that posting an old picture of the band Queen, not the actual Queen, but Queen the band, in drag is criminal LGBTQ propaganda. You wonder where Trump gets his attitudes.
And there is a exhibit at the Met Cloisters uptown here in Manhattan that opens our eyes to same-sex love in the Middle Ages.
Yes.
We thought we invented it, but it was around Middle Ages.
No, we did not think we invented it.
No, of course not. Well, there are people who say things like that. Historians,
Please. Oh,
no, you know, there was no such thing as homosexual.
Yeah.
You know, it was gay.
I know.
You know, all
I
that
know.
Stuff.
Okay.
All right. So, oh, say, can't you see?
Yeah.
We can't see our, well, put the picture up of what it used to look like in at the Stonewall National Monument down there in Sheridan Square, you know, in the park. And this is the national monument that Obama created. A lot of us pitched in on that. And they, you know, they've been.
Well, from left to right, Miss Simone, the National Park Service Director, Shirley McKinney.
Who just left and resigned.
She retired.
Yeah, well.
And Stephen Love Menendez, who is the hero who has been putting rainbow flags around the Stonewall Monument for many years. So here's the deal. Some years ago, Michael Petrelis, a longtime activist who used to be here and part of ACT UP and moved to San Francisco, got an idea in his head that this should be a federal monument or park or whatever, because he was getting nowhere with the city about raising a rainbow flag there in the little park across the street from the Stonewall Inn. And we all lobbied for it and worked on it. And
Jerry Nadler, the congressman, kind of led the effort.
Yes. Right?
Coordinated it.
Yes. And Obama was in office. And so that seemed like a good, friendly thing to do.
And on his own, or her own someday, the president of the United States can create national monuments.
Yes. I don't know if it needs congressional
approval. No, it can also be done through congressional approval.
Well, at any rate, we won, and we were thrilled. A federal monument. Oh, my God.
First one.
Park Service, visitors who go around the country getting their little booklet, their park passport stamped for visiting every park. And here they were showing up at Christopher Street to get their passport stamped for visiting this national park.
And their rangers
monument.
Standing there in their uniforms and talking about our history.
History things, and it was just beautiful. And then the worm has turned.
So last year,
let's show the full screen picture of the beautiful flag. Yeah, you see there in the middle, there's a medallion from the National Park Service between National Monument and Established 2016, and that was done very, very deliberately at our request in collaboration with the Park Service to make sure that this symbol would be a National Park Service event, have that designation, have that sanction.
And I don't want to complicate it too much, but in the first Trump administration, it's already a national monument, and I thought he'd come in and just get rid of it, and he didn't. And I think he didn't do a lot of things like that back then because he was going to run for re-election and he didn't want to totally alienate. But now all the gloves are off and all of his racism and everything is just
But he did do some
out.
Things. He got rid of references to...
Not the first administration. That's being done now. That was done...
The transsexual erasure?
Yes, that was done...
Just a year ago.
Yes, a year ago.
Yes.
And so that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
And we should have shut the thing down then.
Yes.
That should... We protested. We had rallies.
Yep.
But we didn't do anything. And the time has come to remove the federal designation.
They also, after they got rid of any reference to transsexuals... In the monument a year ago, and they changed plaques and they got rid of any images of the trans flag. They then erased bisexuals
for a while.
Yeah,
and then I think they came back. But here's the deal. I mean, we didn't anticipate a fascist government, and a fascist government can use that space for whatever they want. They could put up Trump could put up a statue of himself.
That's coming to Doral.
Charlie Kirk, whoever, and I mean it, he could put a condo up. And by the way, the monument, and I didn't bring the map, it's not just that little park, and it doesn't include the bar. It's the streets, and it's not just the streets right around the park. It's streets going off in all directions. That's owned by the federal government now.
Because the Stonewall Rebellion took place in the streets.
In all those streets. People kept running around and evading the police and coming back, and it was brilliant.
And again, we loved that, it was first designated.
But this poses a problem in terms of if the city wants to, like, put things up outside the park that would actually embrace us and flags.
On the street.
Federal government could say, no, you can't do this. Now, at the rally, maybe you show a picture of the rally that we had. Yeah, there was a big rally, about 100 people in the cold.
It was freezing.
It wasn't that bad, and it's not so bad today. I was there, and and there's Jonathan Ned Katz. Now, stay with that picture. His sign says, this is an Andy Hum picture, by the way. You don't have to give anybody else credit. You can't erase our history. Jonathan Ned Katz wrote Gay American History in 1976, documenting the affair between George Washington and Hamilton, which, by the way, was not picked up by Lin-Manuel Miranda in the musical of Hamilton, despite Larry Kramer lobbying him to do so.
Right.
But Jonathan has been out there for more than 50 years.
Well, on a slightly more minor note, as the New York Times covered this whole event in the last couple of days, they wrote a story about it and said... The original Pride flag debuted in 1978, according to the Park Service website, because we don't know any better, with each of the eight colors symbolizing an aspect of the LGBTQ community's experience. No, that is not what the colors stand for. Gilbert Baker, who invented it, had a very different approach, and he designated the eight colors as standing for life, healing, sunlight, nature, serenity, spirit, sex, and magic.
Well, Ken Kidd spoke about that at the rally. But I was disappointed in the rally.
I'm disappointed once again at the New York Times for being so ahistorical.
I'm 72 years old and getting a little infirm, and I was not ready to jump the fence. And Jay Walker, who ran the rally, said, look, we didn't try to do that because there are spikes on the fence and we didn't want anybody to get impaled. But all you got to do is bring a ladder, a step ladder, to go over the thing or figure out a way. We're clever. And now what we're told, and by the time you see this, it may have happened or not, elected officials, gay elected officials, are going to say they're going to go down to the Stonewall, get a key somehow, and open the gate and put the rainbow flag back up.
Stephen Love Menendez has a key, but he's in Mexico at the moment.
Well,
so maybe they're FedExing the key back.
Well, if he gets the key, if he has the key and he uses it this way to defy the federal government, how long is he going to have the key?
He's not, but...
But I will say the only radical act that really occurred was the park rangers were trying to lock up the park. So people like Sean,
a number of
Stefanik. When I get to the park, he's standing. He's got a park ranger eyeing him, and he's standing at the gate holding it open. People put their bodies on the line.
Yep.
This is what has to happen. And I was just very frustrated that there was no plan to put the flag back up. It was all just a lot of rhetoric about how terrible. Of course it's terrible. You don't need to tell us it's terrible. We didn't need that. We needed to do something. That's what the Stonewall Rebellion was all about.
Of course. And you did point that out to people. So we'll go down there Thursday, tomorrow as we're taping. And please, if you're seeing this before Thursday at 4 p.m., join us. Come down there at to the Stonewall Monument at 4 p.m. on Thursday, and if we have a big crowd, we'll just tear up the whole fence.
Well, sure, knock it down.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, this is the kind of stuff that needs to happen.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of, again, we were so proud, we won the monument designation. Anything the federal government owns or doesn't own, look, Trump goes after universities and doesn't own and corporations and everything else. But you've got to get away from that. We've got to put this back under the control of the city. We cannot tolerate three more years of our historic site corrupted by a National Park Service that is in the service of a fascist regime.
And then this lying, cruel people who claim that diversity, equity, and inclusion is a dirty phrase.
Right. So
why would you not want diversity, equity, and inclusion?
Donald Trump, I'm surprised he won't do it himself. He could just sign something and say it's not a national monument anymore. I mean, wouldn't that be popular with his base? Or Congress can do it. So we need to reach out to Jerry Nadler and all the Congress members. He should get all Democrats to vote to get rid of it, explain why we're doing this.
Yeah.
And then certainly are Republicans going to vote against rescinding a designation for a gay monument? I mean, think about the Republican member of Congress who spoke this week, Representative Brian Babin from Texas. He spoke at the Family Research Council prayer breakfast and everything. And he said he loves Trump for stopping children from being led down the path of homosexuality and perversion. And our prayers were answered in getting a new president who stands up to apostasy, blasphemy, homosexuality, perversion, all this kind of stuff.
Well, so, you saw Pam Bondi today talking about Trump as the greatest president ever.
She has an audience. Pam Bondi has an audience of one,
yes.
And it's Donald Trump.
Yes.
She's not trying to impress anybody else.
Nope.
And she's like a performing monkey or something who just says those things.
Let's not start calling people monkeys.
Oh, let's get to monkeys.
No, well, at any rate.
She's a really bad bunny. All right, let's talk about him. Super Bowl halftime show.
Okay.
Bad Bunny did not wear a dress.
No,
I think
that was a tease.
I think that was a tease to get everybody to tune in,
yes,
and get the right wing going. But look, he put the picture back up. I mean, it was a wonderful show. All in Spanish, and I couldn't get a great shot of this, but behind him is, on the big screen, was...
The only thing more powerful than hate is love.
Is love. And it was all about love. And it was just a wonderful presentation, watched by 135 million people.
Am I a bad person if I say I could have used a little less crotch grabbing?
I mean, I wasn't watching that closely,
yeah.
I guess. But
it was
there was
wonderful.
A lot of kissing, including same-sex kissing.
Yep.
There were couples getting married. I didn't notice a gay couple getting married. Maybe they did.
I have to watch it again. And I loved, and Ricky Martin was in it, and he got a lot of applause.
Ricky Martin sang an anti-colonial song. He's Puerto Rican. He sang an anti-colonial song. A lot of the history of Puerto Rico was embraced in this.
And I love seeing Brandi Carlile do the America the Beautiful before the game with Sista Strings, who are two really... fantastic black women who play string instruments behind her. I've seen them all perform.
So Trump said
together.
All this was un-American, and of course Bad Bunny was celebrating all of the Americas. We make a big mistake when we call ourselves Americans, because Americans exist in the entire Western Hemisphere.
Yep.
But here's my theory.
Yeah.
We should put up the anti-Obama meme, if you can. This happened like a week ago, attacking the Obamas as apes.
I didn't see it. I didn't know it was there.
Totally,
I only saw
totally,
the beginning.
Totally writing off black people.
He's been doing that all along.
No. I mean, come on. He would always go out and say, I'm the best thing that ever happened to black people. This guy, he's not saying that
while
now.
He calls for the capital punishment of the Central Park Five.
With the attack on Bad Bunny, he's going after essentially losing, and of course, ICE. He's writing off the Latino vote completely. But the thing is, maybe what he's doing is he's trying to show, I can still be president without them by declaring martial law, even though we're going to lose the midterms and we're going to lose.
Well, you know, I hear people say sometimes on, like, Morning Joe, what Trump should do on immigration and ICE, he should just declare victory and then withdraw everything. They totally misunderstand the point here, because it's not about getting rid of the worst of the worst. It's about white supremacy.
Yes.
It is about cleansing the country of anyone who is not white. This is the Stephen Miller agenda, and it's been in place for decades. For centuries.
The great replacement theory.
Yes, but I remember in my younger years, the talk starting of, the population of the U.S. is shifting, and eventually white people are going to be the minority. This is a terrible.
That's
we can't
we,
let this
that's
happen.
Why, that's why we had a KKK.
Sure, exactly. As I say, centuries. But that is what is happening here. It's not the worst of the worst nonsense is ridiculous. And people have to say to him, you say you're getting rid of the worst 5-year-olds, moms on the way to the supermarket.
Look, Tom Homan, who has been sent into Minnesota, responded honestly to a question about that, even though he said they were de-escalating, sending a few people home. No, if you didn't come here totally legally, we're getting rid of you. But of course,
they're getting rid of citizens.
They're getting rid of citizens. They're shooting and killing them.
Yeah.
And they are, go on to something else.
Sorry. No. Well, I just think that people underestimate and mischaracterize the point here. And the words that should be at the forefront of everyone's brain are white supremacy.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm very concerned, you know, the Democrats did hold out and they got the Department of Homeland Security separated out from the budget. And they're arguing about that now.
Yep.
But now Schumer and Jeffries, the leaders, the Democratic leaders in the Congress, are ready to cave on things like, oh, you know, making the ICE agents take their masks off. And let's make a compromise on
Look, they got to get rid of the agency.
I mean, one of the big things that came up with Pam Bondi was, Democrats raised, you're denuding police departments across the country because you're giving them $50,000 bonuses, more money than they've ever seen in their lives in one place, and you're taking them out of, and they can't control local crime anymore.
Just further proof that they don't care about local crime. They care about a literal whitewashing of the population of the United States as a bulwark against all the black and brown people who they feel are taking over the country.
So everybody's still protesting, including in Hudson County, New Jersey, where hundreds marched to protest ICE. Now, this is in this. The temperature was a negative 14 degrees Fahrenheit.
Jersey City, New Jersey.
Well, Jersey City is a big immigrant community.
Exactly. And there they are out on the street by the at least hundreds and maybe thousands.
And an ICE agent told the leader of the march that federal officers do not need arrest warrants to detain residents. This is fascism.
It is. And yet they go out there, no matter the cold, no matter the cruelty, they are out there. And that gives me so much hope. So the next No Kings march is March 28th. All over the country, and I think it's going to be just exponentially bigger than anything we've seen before. The weather will be better.
And, maybe. It's been terrible here.
Awful. Well, the good thing about the bad weather here is the snow is not melting. We don't have big puddles in the corners.
It started today.
I know.
All right. Police in Bloomington, Minnesota announced that one of the guys they arrested in an underage sex trafficking sting was a background checker for ICE agents who had a high security clearance in the Trump administration.
Sure. Well, hundreds of people showed up at a memorial for Renee Good in Minneapolis, and her partner, surviving partner, Becca, said Renee was loving and Minneapolis shows up for people. I go home and I kiss my son and I promise things will be better. The son who, by the way, the right wing kept describing as an orphan because they had killed his mother. No. Renee's sister said she was hilarious and would be telling you to take care of yourself and your neighbors.
All those who testified, and I watched a lot of that, were absolutely heartbreaking what they went through.
Yes.
I mean, these are Americans, citizens, in many cases.
Shot seven times, that woman.
This woman, this was in Washington or Chicago. Chicago. Shot seven times for nothing. I mean, it's all about you didn't do what we said.
So protesters, bold, brave, wonderful, showed up at ICE hotels. To sing to ICE employees with this message. Go ahead.
It does, but the problem is what changed their minds was a $50,000 bonus.
Of course. And
we need George Soros to give him $50,000 to work for us.
$100,000
or something.
Well, look, I am not naive enough to think that most of the guys who've signed up for that are thrilled to be out there
yes.
be exercising power and cruelty.
Pretty much been true of ICE from the beginning.
Absolutely. So, I'm not holding my breath for them to change their mind, but I still think it's just a fantastic message to be taking to the streets. And, you know, all of this builds for many, many elements. So that's just one. And it just was heartwarming to see people out there doing that.
So don't show the racist meme from Trump again. But just to backtrack on that a little bit, there are Republicans who are finally speaking out. Tim Scott, who said, you know, it's the most racist thing I've ever seen out of the White House. Of course, yeah. He doesn't say what else they've done that's racist. But the ancient order of Hibernians, the people who kept us out of the St. Patrick's Day parade and called us perverts for 25 years.
But then they switched.
They switched, but they are all over this thing from Trump because they were depicted as apes in cartoons by Thomas Nast in the 19th century, the guy who gave you your vision of Santa Claus back then. But he always depicted Irish as apes in his cartoons.
It's interesting how that image has traveled over the centuries.
And so they are demanding. Wait a minute.
And ICE agents may not be quitting yet, but government attorneys are quitting all over the place at the Department of Justice headquarters, at offices around the country. They are walking out. And so the remaining attorneys are overwhelmed with cases to prosecute. And they're having a hard time. Not that they're going to then let people out. People are going to be stuck in these
detentions.
They're
just building more and more concentration camps all over the country. Although everybody has probably seen that Roger Wicker, the senator from Mississippi, says, not in my backyard. This is going to be really bad for the neighborhood.
That's rich.
And by the way, we've learned so much about the Epstein files. Trump never threw Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago. It's a lie.
No, but I love the story about him when he got arrested, Epstein. Trump immediately calls the sheriff and says, oh, everybody knew about this. Thank God you got him.
Yeah. I mean, it's all there. But Pam Bondi has found no one else to prosecute after reading these millions and millions of pages. And it's all over people who need to be prosecuted.
Well,
I mean, sometimes the statute of limitations may have run up.
Well, that's what she was being asked about in the congressional hearing that we saw this morning, a part of, who are you prosecuting? What are you doing? And she just avoided every question and threw it all back on the Democrats as horrible people and Trump as the savior of the world. It was very discouraging. She couldn't give a straight answer, but I didn't expect anything different.
Well,
but it was
maybe some local prosecutors can. In some cases.
That would be
state
very nice. Meanwhile, the FCC is investigating The View for violating candidates' equal time.
Now, how much is left of the equal time provision? I mean, I thought we got rid of that.
For news shows. And so
they do not have it at news shows? Or they do?
No, news shows can exercise judgment about booking people. Not equal time requirements, but the View wants to classify itself as a news show or, you know, contemporary issues or whatever. And the FCC is saying, no, you're not a news show.
But if they're an entertainment show, what obligation are they under?
Equal time for candidates.
Please,
none of it makes sense. And it's not going anywhere either. It's just more publicity.
And here's another Republican who's doing something good. Kelly Ayotte, the governor of New Hampshire, she's a Republican. They gave her basically the same anti-transgender legislation that they passed last year, a bathroom and sports bill. And she said, I'm vetoing it for the same reasons. And they don't have enough votes to override her veto.
And Republican Governor Sununu, who preceded her, also vetoed a similar bill. So
now he's running for Senate, which is a threat there.
Yeah, I agree. And just a couple of footnotes. Don Lemon showed up by surprise at the HRC dinner in New York to talk about,
he's being given a hero's welcome wherever he goes.
Which is why he goes everywhere.
Eric Adams owes taxpayers $4,000 after he was fined by the Ethics Board for bringing whistles to a city-sponsored press conference to attack the sexual misconduct of Andrew Cuomo, who was running against him for mayor at the time, and
Please.
Who he eventually endorsed.
We don't have time for that. Texas Representative Jasmine Crockett, also running for Senate, is condemning Nicki Minaj as a sellout who's turned into a Trump supporter.
Now, I saw a lot. They did the installation of Archbishop Ronald Hicks, who's replacing Cardinal Dolan in New York. And the Daily News and the Post, a New York Post, went after Mamdani. How dare you not show up for this and show obeisance? And you better show up for the Al Smith dinner. Well, I mean, and I did see a lot of politicians there. You know, I mean, what about the fact that it's a big anti-gay church? And I want you to take a look at 17 seconds of Ronald Hicks at his installation singing pop tunes.
Billy Joel.
Some folks like to get away, take a holiday from the neighborhood. I'm in a New York state of mind. Concrete jungles where dreams are made of. There's nothing you can't do. Now you're in New York. Si te quieres divertir con encanto y con primor, solo tienes que vivir un verano en Nueva York. I happen to like New York. I happen to love this town. So start spreading the news. I'm starting today.
That's enough. What does your gaydar say?
Possibly, but I don't care. First of all, I think the majority of priests in the Catholic Church are gay.
They are. They're homosexual. They're not gay.
Including many former cardinals and archbishops in New York. Yes. So I don't care. I don't want to listen to him. And meanwhile, Cardinal Dolan, who is no friend of ours, and the Reverend A.R. Bernard have been named as chaplains for the NYPD.
By Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about some better news. Louisiana, now a Democrat, Chasity Verrett Martinez, defeated a Republican opponent by double digits in a special election for a state House seat. Now, this was a Democratic district, but Trump had won it by 13 points in 2024, and she won it 62% to 38%. Another alarm bell for Republicans.
Yeah, we're happy about that.
Should we go to the Olympics?
Sure.
How about that, J.D. Vance? It was nice to see him booed, but of course, if you watched U.S. TV, you didn't hear that.
Didn't hear it because NBC cut out the boos. You know, I watched it about three times to try to hear the boos, and they weren't there. And I thought, what's going on?
Well, that's what's going on. But yeah. Bisexual Breezy Johnson won the downhill. There she is with her medal. And
which then fell off its ribbon.
And pansexual Amber Glenn was part of the American team, winning the gold medal in
figure skating. Team figure skating. The individual figure skating is starting, so we'll see how she does there. She says she was nervous in the team competition, and she showed it. It wasn't her best performance,
she was one of several athletes, American athletes. U.S. athletes, along with, we have a picture of them, Amber and Chris Lillis and Hunter Hess, who were, you know, they're asked about how do you feel about representing your country these days, and they basically say things like, we're obviously not happening with what's happening there. And, you know, then you get commentators saying, just shut up and do your job and ski or skate. Shut up. You know,
they said, we love America. We're happy to represent the United States.
We love the American people.
Yeah, but we are not thrilled about what's going on. And Gus Kenworthy, who skied for the U.S. in a previous Olympics, now is representing the country of his birth, Great Britain. And he left a little message in the snow in yellow.
We don't have a picture of it.
It says F ice. Yeah.
And he spelled it out with his urine.
Yes.
Yes.
There is a Pride House in Milan, which is nice. Sometimes those have been canceled. 47 is the current count of out LGBTQ athletes. And really, if you go to outsports.com, they are following all of this. Team LGBTQ, as they have designated it, has more medals than the United States so far.
Outsports.com, right?
Yeah.
And we will link to that in our email. If you want to be on our email list, go to GayUSATV.org and sign up.
But they've got lots of great stories, and they're keeping all the medal counts and keeping track of all the LGBTQ.
And Amber has been wearing an LGBTQ pin, but she said she's never received, had so many people wish her harm for standing up on these issues.
People magazine did a feature profiling competing couples at the Olympics.
Oh. And, heated rivalries.
Yeah. Well, they did 13 couples, and four of them were female couples, which was kind of nice.
Yes.
We're also keeping an eye on the first or the only trans participant, a trans man from Sweden, Ellis Lundholm, who is a freestyle mogul skier, and the only reason he's allowed to compete is he's allowed to compete with the women because he's not on hormones. Look at that. Can you imagine?
They do a lot of fantastic things.
Yeah, he's getting a lot
it.
Of flack for being allowed to compete at all, but he is not on hormones, so he's competing in his birth sex, but male pronouns, because he is defined as a trans man.
But NBC Sports, when they were covering him, had a commentator who kept saying, she.
Yes.
And at least in this case, NBC is apologizing for
yes, it. Yes, and the actual announcer at the Olympics was using the male pronouns. And replacing Savannah Guthrie, horrible, horrible, horrible situation with her and her mother, our deep hope that that will be resolved positively. But she was supposed to be one of the leaders of coverage at the Olympics, and she had to be replaced. So NBC, in spite of what's her name? Hoda Kotb wanted to do it, but instead...
Well, she offered herself.
Yes.
For her friend Savannah.
Yes. But instead NBC chose Mary Carrillo, who is an out lesbian and
has covered like 17 Olympics.
And came out of the tennis world and has been doing a lovely job.
And of course, the next Summer Olympics are going to be in L.A., right?
Yes.
And the cisgender boxer, Imani Khalef, says that she will undergo sex testing to compete in the Olympics. You know, Trump says, I want sex testing for all these people. Well, they're going to do that. And
yes.
She says, I'll do whatever I'm required to do. She's from Algeria. She's a boxer.
Yep.
She won at the last Olympics. And, of course, it made heads explode because, you know, she's kind of butch. But so what?
Exactly. All right. Back to national news. The American Medical Association has joined the plastic surgeons last week, who agree that trans surgery should wait until people are 19 years old. Other organizations objected and say, no, this should be individual decisions for people and their doctors and their families. And we referred to the $2 million award in a case by someone who detransitioned. That was really about actual medical malpractice, not about something specifically trans.
Right.
But really interesting is this new study published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine that reviewed 52 studies and adult and child trans women and men versus cis women and men after 3 years of hormones, and found comparable levels of strength and cardiovascular and aerobic capacity. This whole idea that trans people, particularly trans women, have an advantage over cis women is debunked by this study. It's just not
true. I'm sure that will make a lot of difference to the legislators in Tennessee.
Yeah, exactly.
Rob Shooter reports that at the CBS Evening News, which is under right-wing Trump control now, ratings have dropped. They dropped 400,000 viewers in a week and a staggering 600,000 compared to this time last year. People are just tuning out.
And the staff is quitting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, who would want to work there?
I quit 40 years ago.
Because they were bankrupt.
Intellectually.
Yes.
Yeah, and it hasn't gotten any better. But Justice Anthony Kennedy, who we like as the author of several pro-LGBTQ decisions when he was on the Supreme Court.
Including the same-sex marriage decision.
He's going around in a new book tour, and he says marriage, same-sex marriage, should stand. Or there will be chaos, especially for kids.
And, you know,
trans people should be respected.
We have some tea leaves that, you know, even Amy Coney Barrett will go along with that because she said, you know, you live your life in expectations because of these kinds of decisions.
Yeah.
Although, of course, abortion she got rid of. But Lawrence O'Donnell was going after Besant, the Treasury Secretary. Called him a punk, which I thought was borderline homophobic. But then he said, and doesn't he know that, you know, six justices are ready to get rid of same-sex marriage? Well, Lawrence, that's not necessarily so. It could happen, but it's not necessarily so. And we don't think it's going to happen. And well, and as you know, we're not Pollyannas here.
No, but I'm not willing to go that far as to say it won't happen, but... I agree there is reason for hope.
Right. A far-right producer, Elijah Schaffer, is in a sex scandal that's rocking the trad right. He is
probably Schaefer.
Schaefer. He's one of the biggest proponents of this traditional family values, but he's in a hell of a scandal with somebody who worked for him.
He had an affair with an employee.
Yes.
all these traditional fine upstanding people.
He addresses his estranged wife by saying, "Mama Bear, Mama Bear, F you," and he's basically threatening to kill her.
The Senate held a hearing on the proposed Netflix purchase of Warner Brothers, and the Republicans just blasted Ted Sarandos, the head of Netflix, for LGBTQ content on Netflix.
What happened to the First Amendment?
Well, I don't know if it applies to cable or streaming, but...
of course it does.
No, well, Sarandos said, look, you don't want that content? You can block it on Netflix. You can just put a block if you don't want your kids to see it.
We don't want anything gay on there.
Well, Josh Hawley from Missouri gave the game away. He said, you don't agree with my values. No, Josh, we do not agree with your values.
I think if you took a poll, Josh, you would find that very few people do.
Running out of the Capitol.
All right.
In Minnesota, in St. Paul, a comedy club canceled a comedian, Ben Bankus, who called Renee Good a retarded lesbian. I hate her.
We're trying to get rid of the R word. Yeah. That's made a comeback under Trump.
And Creative Artists Agency, which represents him, was so mad at the club for canceling him that they are boycotting sending any of their other artists to that club. Artists is run by two gay men, Brian Lord and Kevin Huvane.
I'm sick of comedians, and I could name some names who, you know, Jerry Seinfeld especially, but they were saying, oh, can't you take a joke? We should be able to say anything. Well, you can say, as I think Wanda Sykes has said, you can say anything, but there are consequences to saying bigoted things.
Why would you want to say that stuff anyway?
Right. It's cheap.
Yeah.
All right. International, no?
Just a couple of notes. Equality Florida is sending buses to Tallahassee to lobby against all a real raft of bad bills.
Have been making progress there.
Yes. Contact equalityflorida.org if you want to get on the bus to Tallahassee. And meanwhile, Disney Gay Days have canceled themselves in Orlando this year. They're having financial and logistical problems.
Okay.
And yes, let's go to international news.
A new report that's reported on from Human Rights Watch says that the United States is undermining LGBTQ and wider rights around the world. I mean, here's the point. When the U.S. retreats on these things, all the gloves are off for everybody else, and that is what has happened.
In, for instance, in Senegal, where 12 men have been arrested for homosexuality, including two very, very popular people in the country, one of whom is a TV presenter, another of whom is a popular singer. And there's something about two other guys accused of spreading HIV. That's how the homosexuality became apparent. So they face prison time and fines.
Awful.
But the public wants it to be much worse. They want bigger prison time and bigger fines.
Or they take things into their own hands and beat people up.
Yeah.
Good news from the Philippines. The Supreme Court, landmark decision, they've ruled that same-sex couples can be considered co-owners of property. I mean, they have this rule about if you're unmarried, you can, and you're heterosexual, there's a way you can co-own property. And the judge basically said given the prevailing values in modern society, as well as the glaring and unjustified difference in the treatment of heterosexual couples vis-a-vis their homosexual counterparts, we rule that gay people can do this.
In Uganda, a case has been dropped against a 20-year-old man for aggravated homosexuality for having sex with a 41-year-old. They were prosecuting the 20-year-old. Very strange. He was in detention for a long time. And the court said it created an unsound mind for him.
Who is the older guy, Trump? Because he never gets prosecuted. He's immune.
Trump is not 41. But anyway, the guy's
out of
jail.
Really kind of looks it. I mean, he's in such great shape.
Stop.
All right.
But speaking of being beaten up, in Germany, we told you last week and showed you a lovely picture of the German soccer referee who proposed to his boyfriend on the pitch.
That's Pascal Kaiser.
Yeah.
You have that picture?
Yeah,
there,
we're getting to that. There's the proposal. Well, 3 days later, or 2 days later, there's Pascal with a big black eye because he was beaten up by three thugs who came after him at his home.
So even though when they kissed and proposed, they got a lot of cheers. So back on the Epstein scandal, we've told you that Peter Mandelson, who was the UK ambassador to the United States, was totally tied up in the Epstein files. So they got rid of him in that position. They got rid of him in the House of Lords because they also found that he was leaking state secrets to Epstein.
Yeah.
And so now a lot of people are trying to bring down Keir Starmer, who's the prime minister, over this. He's trying to hang tough. He's had to get rid of three of his top aides. And he never should have engaged Mandelson, who's always been known as the Prince of Darkness, a very shady character. Even though he's
so
gay.
He should have known. So we think.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we'll see. And then there are people in America, American like Ro Khanna, who are saying, no, Ro Khanna, we've got to have an investigation into Andrew Mountbatten, Windsor, by the way.
Prince Andrew, formerly.
Formerly Prince Andrew. And this could really bring down the crown.
Well, it has been observed that these files are having consequences around the world, everywhere but here.
And, you know, so then, of course, Prince William, who's trying to play it, you know, oh, I'm above this and we're for the victims and everything. And what does he do this week? He has a state visit to Prince Mohammed bin Salam in Saudi Arabia. I mean, there's no consciousness that this guy is not.
Everyone meets with the.
Come on.
With the Saudi Arabian prince. It's endless.
All right.
And in Russia, a 22-year-old man has been fined for posting online a picture of the band Queen
in drag.
He's been accused of LGBTQ propaganda, posting pictures of men in dresses and men kissing.
He just said it was a shot from a music video.
Yeah.
All right. We lost we're done with international.
Yeah.
We lost a veteran HIV activist, ACT UP veteran, Sondra Johnson, who's died at the age of 65. A lot of her early activism, we have pictures here. She started in about 86. in Chicago. I mean, she eventually worked at Gay Men's Health Crisis in New York.
She moved around. She was amazing. She really was incredibly dedicated as an activist. And she sort of stumbled into it, as so many of us did. She had died of congestive heart failure and kidney failure. She'd been in Chicago, Minneapolis, New York City.
Did abortion clinic defense.
Yes.
Got arrested a lot of times.
Yeah.
And just...
this was an abortion clinic demo where they set up beds outside on the street.
She also worked at the Black AIDS Initiative, et cetera.
It's a long list.
You know what? It's a long list, and we're going to put this on our
email. Oh, good.
Email,
the obit.
The whole obit.
Windy City Times.
Windy City Times. Yeah. She did so much good.
Now, we've told you that the U.S. has pulled out of its association with the World Health Organization, but New York City has stepped up to partner with the World Health
Organization. As has California.
Yeah.
So states, and this is what has to happen, and I hope it leads to secession in general.
That would be nice.
The states are not being respected by the federal government.
The New York City Health Department is joining a network to fight new pathogens and outbreaks of disease, also part of a regional public health coalition about vaccines and public health policies. So really, really nice to know that the new administration here in New York City is not standing still.
And I mean it about secession because, you know, what started the American Revolution, it was just about a bunch of independent states deciding to get together for, you know, and form the United States. It was about the fact that the British Crown was stationing troops and unwanted troops in our cities and on our land. And that's what's happening under the Trump administration.
Well, and here's another reason. The Trump administration will cut $600 million in health funds from, guess what, four blue states, California, Colorado, Illinois, and Minnesota.
And again, these are things—
including HIV funds.
These are things that the states have to work to sustain.
And HHS says they're cutting the funds because they were funding things that do not reflect agency priorities.
Well, that's the line they use all the time.
Well, things like HIV prevention in communities of color,
right,
which are disproportionately affected.
But DEI.
Yeah, God forbid we should pay attention to that or help people who need help. Yeah. No, we're just...
that's where you're supposed to put the resources.
Everybody has to be white in the United States of America.
Right.
And Florida is pausing. Well, there are conflicting stories about this. We've been trying to follow the state of Florida's plan to cut ADAP funds and help only
the AIDS Drug Assistance Program.
Yes, and help a much more limited population.
I mean, that means even if you have a middle income, you're not going to be able to afford these drugs.
Right.
So the state picks up the tab.
Long-standing program. But the AIDS Healthcare Foundation claims that they have stopped that and interfered with it. But Michael Rayner, who is a big AIDS activist and has been on top of this in Florida and lobbying to stop it, says, no, that's an exaggeration. They haven't stopped it. So it's confusing at the moment. We will continue to follow it. If you have news on that or anything else, feel free to let us know.
Well, speaking of anything else, did you see any good movies this week?
Do not assault me.
I would never do anything like that. I believe in nonviolence.
Yes, Gay USA viewers, I saw Melania. Our old pal, Bombastic Babbo, and I decided that we would go see it. We debated that for a while. We said, really? Are we really going to go do this? To me, it's like, it's a little like my devotion to watching The Real Housewives. I know, you don't buy any
of it. Go ahead, Mark, go ahead.
Look, the fact is...
The other reviews have been terrific. Not.
The reviews have been terrible, but we enjoyed ourselves.
How?
It's funny. She's beautiful.
She's funny?
She is sometimes funny. And there's very little of him in it. So, we detest him. You know, I spend an hour a week on this show talking about how much I detest him. I won't go near a Trump golf course.
But you went to this movie.
But I went to this movie enjoyed it.
Again, people need to understand, this was Jeff Bezos, who runs
Amazon,
giving $40 million to her. Well, she got $26 million of it.
28,
personally,
I think.
Something like that. And it's all just a payoff for his businesses.
Absolutely.
Payoff for his business. So he has $40 million for that, and he has $35 million in publicity for it, and he lays off 300 journalists at the Washington Post. I dropped my subscription to the Washington Post when they pulled their endorsement of Kamala Harris.
And that was before what he's done lately, which is even worse. I have no excuse for this. I'm not defending it. I know I've transgressed. I am just reporting that and confessing.
It somehow entertained you.
It did. There were only about 10 people in the theater.
What do you think of her?
Oh, I think she's a collaborator who has sold her soul to this. You know what was interesting is the one thing we liked about her in the first term was the way she was always slapping his hand away and refusing to have anything to do with him. And that was a pleasure to watch. Now she's more amenable to being pulled along.
Well.
But it was, look, I confessed this to a small.
You could give me $40 million and I still wouldn't hold his hand.
Or go see the movie, I'm sure.
No.
But, and that's fine. I'm not telling anyone they have to see it, but. But I did. I found myself in a room yesterday with a couple of gay people to whom I confessed this transgression. And they said, "Really? You went to see it?" And I said, "Yes." And they said, "Oh, phew. Now we can go. We have permission.
You have not tempted me. What, do lesbians think she's attractive or something?
Sure.
Oh, come on.
Come on yourself. There are plenty of gay men who think horrible people, men are attractive.
Well, horrible. When I learn about your politics, like Mel used to think Mel Gibson was cute 40 years ago, when his politics became evident,
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about a lot of gay men who are completely oblivious to people's politics and
less and less so in our troubled times. But I think people
like
are more and
so.
More conscious in a fascist regime that we can't be going.
Are you
along
saying
with
I'm
this.
Going backwards?
Well, look, I mean, you know, what are you going to say? Maurice Chevalier was entertaining, and when he sang for the Nazis in France. You know?
As I say, I have no excuse for this. It was, to some extent, a whim. We enjoyed it. We would never recommend it to anyone else.
We're burying the headline, put up the picture from the Met cloisters of Jesus and John, the beloved disciple, at this new exhibit. And they are portrayed in the 14th century in a German statue as a married couple. This was the form that was used. The name of this exhibit is Spectrum of Desire, Love, Sex, and Gender in the Middle Ages. It's up there at the Met Cloisters until March 29th.
Upper Manhattan. It's a lovely thing. They brought in a whole, abbey from Europe years ago. It's a great place. Maybe a little cultural appropriation.
Well, I will also link to an article about this by Michael Luongo from the Gay City News, which tells you all about it.
Do you buy this as a gay image? We only have a few seconds
left. No. I mean, they understand. The people who understand art and the way they portrayed things, yes, that's the way it was.
Okay. All right. Well, go to gayusatv.org, sign up for our newsletter, and we'll see you next week.